Yeah, I want to share some brief thoughts with you on the transfiguration this morning from this passage in Matthew 17. And we're told that Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the top of the mountain for a prayer retreat. And as Jesus prayed, we're told his appearance changed so that the disciples saw him as he would appear in the future. And in verse 2, we read, "There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." Jesus here was showing his disciples the glory that he would enter after his death and resurrection. An awesome brilliance radiated from him, we read. And the disciples were lost for words in trying to describe the awesomeness of what they had witnessed and what was before their very eyes. Now, the three disciples needed to see this transfiguration. And the reason they needed to see this was because in the next few days, they would see that same face that shone so brilliantly, be battered, beaten, and disfigured almost beyond recognition. And then a crown of thorns would be pushed on his head. And after 6 hours of hanging on the cross, the light of his face would go out and his eyes would be darkened in death. That was what lay ahead. And disciples needed to know that when that happened, that this would not be the end. So Jesus gave them a glimpse of his future glory. This is what the outcome will be eventually. And the transfiguration revealed the glory that lay beyond the cross of Jesus Christ. And yet, before that, in the meantime, there will be pain and there will be suffering in Jerusalem. But Jesus wanted the disciples to see where the story would finally end. Yes, they would see Jesus rejected. Yes, they would see him die in disgrace with his reputation in tatters. They would see all of that. And as Christians here this morning, we also need to know or be reminded where the story ends. And the transfiguration tells us that Christ's kingdom will not dwindle into failure. However it may seem that it's been attacked or there's an onslaught on the kingdom of God, it will never dwindle into failure. And you're part of a kingdom as followers of Jesus that will never end. And the path on which Christ leads you as his followers may sometimes be painful, but it will ultimately lead to glory. And it sometimes may be hard to see or believe that, but history is moving towards the day when Jesus Christ will one day appear in glory. And through all the suffering and all the darkness of this world, God is moving towards the moment when his Son will be revealed and every person who has ever lived will see his glory. There's something even more amazing in this passage. We read in the verses following, two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. And this is incredible because this glimpse of the future is not only telling us that Jesus will be transfigured into glory, what he will look like in his heavenly clothing, as it were, but also human beings will also share in that glory as well with him. Now you can accept seeing Jesus in that glorious transfigurated state, but other human beings as well. That's staggering. But that is how we will look as well. Awesome brilliance, pure, perfect, spotless. Moses and Elijah were both great men of the Old Testament. But unlike Jesus Christ, they were still sinful human beings who had their failings like each of us. And yet here they were, centuries after they had died, sharing in the glory of Jesus. And what this tells us is that this tells us something very important about our future as followers of Jesus Christ. That your identity, who you are, will be carried forward into eternity. God created you for eternity. We're just passing through here. This is a rehearsal for the real thing. And you will never cease to exist, and you will never become somebody else. And the Bible emphasizes the continuity between this life and the next. Moses is still Moses. Elijah is still Elijah. And you will still be you in heaven. We will recognize one another in our transfigured state. And even more than that, we will all radiate the beauty and the glory of Jesus Christ himself. We will look just like him. Incredible. We will share his glory. That's what it means when the Bible says that. That we will look as Jesus looks, will look in heaven. And the transfiguration gives every believer a glimpse not only of the future for Jesus, but also for each one of us as his people. And we may have to take up our cross at this time, in whatever way that may be for us. But as followers of Jesus, we will also share in his glory. And there may be times in your life when you find it difficult to understand what God allows, and you're confused or even angry, and you have doubts and you have fears possibly about the future, and you find yourself sometimes even resisting God's purpose for your life because you can't make sense of it. In those times, it's good to remember the transfiguration and God pointing you to Jesus Christ and saying, verse 5, "This is my son. Listen to him. Do what he says. Listen to him." However confusing it may appear to you, listen to what he says. Listen to him. In verse 6, we read that when the disciples heard this is my son, listen to him, we're told that they fell face down to the ground, terrified, absolutely terrified. Now, I've heard, I don't know about you, but I've heard many people with grievances against God say that they, one day, when they come face to face with him, they would have a few choice words to say when they see him. I can tell you that it won't be like that, because Peter, in the presence of God, fell face down, terrified. And so would you have done if you had been there. And as the disciples lay terrified on the ground, something wonderful and amazing happened. Verse 7, Jesus came and touched them. And they were down on the floor, so Jesus must have come down and stooped down, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, stooping down to his created beings to touch them and comfort them. And he says to them, "Get up, don't be afraid." And the disciples must have been so relieved that Jesus was with them, because that's why they didn't need to be afraid. Because when you're in Christ, you don't have to fear the presence of God before you, because you will welcome it. And they were relieved that Jesus was with them when they entered the cloud of God's presence. And one day you too will enter into the presence of God. And the difference between you being able to stand or cower in fear, terrified before him, will be Jesus Christ. And if you are in Jesus Christ, you will not be terrified. You will be overjoyed and rejoicing. If you have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior in this life, He is with you right now. Happily, the moment you received him, and he remains with you, whatever your circumstances, he promises that he will never leave you or forsake you. And that means that if he is with you in this life, he will remain with you when you enter eternity and come face to face with God. And when you come into the presence of God, you will be able to stand before him, not fall down terrified. Why? Because Jesus will be with you. And that's the difference. So I want us to pause and pray and then just respond on God's word to us today, this morning.